This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporium on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Seasons come quick, and before you know it, your yard will be ready for the mower. Be prepared to hit the grass mowing this spring with a well-maintained mower. Give Prairie Land Partners a call to have your equipment inspected and serviced by a John Deere certified technician to ensure worry-free mowing this spring. Don't wait. Beat the rush by calling Prairie Land Partners to schedule your mower today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 12th of February, 26 degrees, on our way to 51 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker by Lisa Fuller. And to preview the big Mike Morris Medical Fundraiser, plenty of activities happening specifically this Saturday. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Glad you guys could have us on.
Hey, we're glad to have you in, and I'm assuming here that there's a lot that's already done, but I'm also assuming that there's a kind of a hard push here between now and Saturday to get it ready for everything that's on the schedule.
Yeah, we've just been kind of coasting along. Everything's just kind of coming together, and we'll be setting up Friday night and getting all the stuff cooked for the biscuits and gravy, which is Saturday from 7 to 11. And all this time, we've been having raffles and fundraiser items going on. Those are going really good, really good. We will have plenty of raffle tickets the day of the event.
Okay.
First off, we've got two or three different raffles. We've got the gun raffle, where we've got three different guns that we're going to give away on Saturday. And those are the tickets that are six tickets for $100 or one ticket for $20. And we'll have plenty of those that morning and all this week. Get a hold of us, me or Rochelle Burke. Our phone numbers are listed on all the flyers and on the event on the Facebook page. We had some t-shirts, and the window closed to get those ordered, but we are going to take orders at the fundraiser as well. You just won't have them for the fundraiser, but we're going to take orders for those t-shirts.
So you have...
We've got a shed and or 5 hours of tree cutting. I've still got that fundraiser going on. Hope to sell some tickets on Saturday and before then. The guns are primarily the big thing. And then at the fundraiser, you just got to come because I have people that want to donate things. And so I just picked up a guy who wants to donate a load of gravel, which anybody that knows the current weather conditions knows that gravel's kind of a thing, and he will deliver that gravel. So we'll have a little raffle item where you buy tickets there that morning for that particular prize.
Yeah, Lisa Fuller talking about the Mike Morris Medical Fundraiser happening at the Messiah Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall. That's where this will be taking place this coming Saturday. Biscuits and gravy, all those raffles, all that stuff happening from 7 until 11 this weekend. Well, give us a little history on Mike Morris. How are things going there, Lisa?
So they're going pretty good, as good as can be expected. He did have a surgery to repair a broken arm that had a lot of cancer in it on his shoulder. He had that surgery the 24th of January, and that went as planned. And most recently, they have... got their tickets booked. They're headed to MD Anderson in Houston. There's a doctor who specializes in this kind of cancer, and so they're going to go down there and try to get some answers. They're actually flying out the day after, on Sunday after the biscuits and gravy feed. And, you know, when you go down there, they tell you, book your tickets, but don't book your return flight because we don't know when you're coming home. You know, you could be there 2 days or 5 days, and but they do, they will have some answers after that event.
How long has Mike really been dealing with this? Because it sounds like it's kind of recently discovered, but it also sounds like this has probably been there for a while.
Right. He first found it in June of 2022, and it was in his arm, and they removed it. And at that time, that's when they gave him the diagnosis of the metastatic melanoma. And then they all, so after they removed the tumor, then they began treatments in September of 2022. And then the crazy thing is his PET scans remained clear all the way up until August of 23. And they found another lump in his stomach that had to be removed. And then after that was when the next PET scan revealed that it had actually metastasized into the brain and the bone and some other organs. So they did some treatments in January on the brain, and then after those, then they found there were some more that cropped up, so he did some more radiation all over on the brain, and then they finally got themselves into the MD Anderson down in Houston to try to further figure out what they can do for treatment. But I actually just saw Mike last night. We celebrated the Super Bowl win together, and he looked pretty good. He said the pain is definitely a lot less in his arm because he walked around with a broken arm for about a month or more before they could get it fixed.
Well, he and the family have been through quite a lot, so all the help is definitely needed and appreciated.
Absolutely.
And folks can certainly lend a hand by taking part in the Big Mike Morris Medical Fundraiser happening at the Messiah Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall this coming Saturday. Yes. All kinds of raffles and fundraising and biscuits and gravy are going to be happening Saturday morning. So what else we got going on? Sounds like fundraising's been going well, though.
Well, the biscuits and gravy, the fundraising's going good. We're a little over halfway to our goal because when Rochelle and I do these things, we kind of like to set a goal for ourselves, so we work really hard to try to get it. And it costs quite a bit of money to go do these things and any kind of treatments. A lot of that stuff, some of that stuff just isn't covered by insurance. So, but the biscuits and gravy, we're going to have it where you can actually get your biscuits and gravy to go if you want to. We're going to have it all kind of set up. We'll get the logistics figured out Friday when we're setting up and cooking. So, now that I said that the tickets, and you can get those all week long from either of us or come that day. We got, if you just want to donate and you don't want tickets or do anything, you can also just drive through the drive-thru at ESB and drop off a donation. You just tell them it's for the Mike Morris Medical Fund, and they've been great to work with. They take all those and put those where they need to go, set up special accounts. Just easier this way. So we've got some really great prizes. These three guns were donated by three different families, and they're awfully nice guns. Definitely well worth a $20 ticket purchase or $100 for six.
Well, we invite people to just stay tuned and head on out to the Fellowship Hall at Messiah Lutheran Church this coming Saturday. Lisa, good job. We appreciate all you're doing, and thanks for your time.
Yes, thanks for having us on, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. You too. Lisa Fuller, the Mike Morris Medical Fundraiser. Plenty of stuff going on there, Chuck.
Yeah, you're not kidding. There's a lot and really something for everybody taking place at Messiah Lutheran Church on Saturday. Want to let you know that as we look at the live and local calendar, that's kvoe.com/calendar, we're kind of in a spot where we've been really for the last couple of weeks, which means we are at least a week out before we get our next available dates. Most of next week is open right now, but our first available date happens to be a week from tomorrow on the 20th. So if you have an event or an activity that you want us to highlight, let us know and we'll get you on the calendar. That number is 620-342-5863-342-1400 as well. We got our final polar plunge preview coming up tomorrow because the big plunge is on Saturday.
Indeed it is. Saturday, sunny and 40. Perfect plunge weather right there. Our newsmaker, primetime newsmaker, brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 732, 26 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Did you know you can shop at the Emporia Farmers Market year-round? Throughout the winter months, the market continues to offer